Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are giving you the ultimate advice episode ever. Ooh, baby, we get into some juicy topics. I don't even want to share what we talk about yet because, baby, you just gotta listen. I think it's gonna change your life. I feel like it might change your life. Buckle up, hold on, secure your wig, because you'll remember everything as before this episode and after this episode. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey.
Hi, you. Hello.
Hey.
Hello, you.
You know what? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Hello,
it's
you.
It's a beautiful day, my neighbor.
It's a beautiful sleigh in the slaberhood.
I think the fuck not.
Oh, God. So I was watching the Paris Hilton cooking show on Netflix.
Okay, and I've heard things about it.
And she, I'm mad at myself because I forgot what she was saying. But my roommate had it on and I was only half paying attention. And in the first episode, she kept saying like slay living. Ugh. And she kept calling it sliving. And she really kept saying it as if like a producer told her they were going to make sliving happen. And I hated it.
You know what? We've all been there. We've all thought, you know what? Let's make some Eat, Slay, Love merch.
Yeah.
Who among us has not? Okay. So
are you sliving? It just really reminded me of when Tyra Banks did in the late seasons of Top Model when she was all like Pot Leadum. And are you familiar with Pot Leadum?
I am, unfortunately. It's Top Model backwards.
Mm, yep. Well, don't,
I hate it.
Well,
actually,
don't spoil it for the rest of the girls.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. No, it's also giving me RuPaul's Drag Race when they have a hashtag on screen. Remember when they were doing the makeover episode and one of the people they were making over was like, I killed Judy Garland. And the hashtag on screen came up and it was hashtag I killed Judy Garland. I'm like, you want me to tweet along with that?
Should we?
I will not self-incriminate.
Let's get it trending.
I will not. I won't.
Well, what will you do?
Well, I will, yes, and give some advice. Give some advice to the people who are needing it.
Oh, wow.
Because you know what? Because what? Advice is fundamental.
And it's sliving.
And we're sliving Pot Leadum.
Sliving the Pot Leadum house down.
Would you smoke some Pot Leadum with me?
I mean, honestly, Tyra Banks should have made a weed line called Pot Leadum.
You know what? How do you feel about people who spell weed like J-O?
What?
How do they do this? J in the U in the I, maybe.
What weed? Are you talking about?
J-O-U-I-D.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard of that.
Weed or something like that. I don't know. Well, yeah, people be doing it.
I don't think anyone's done that.
And that's your update for what people be doing this week. Wow. People do be doing it. People do be doing it. I see
did
it.
Did you smoke a doobie-doo before you started this episode?
Smoky doobie-doob? Where are you? No, I did not. No. No. I didn't.
Wow, we've just really been delivering at the beginning of these last few episodes.
Call me DiGiorno, baby.
Because I'm not delivering.
That doesn't feel very yes and, even though I was wrong.
Call me Domino's, baby.
I don't be calling Domino's anymore.
I heard.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I have to say, eliminating Domino's and eliminating Panda Express out of the diet really is helping my twirlet. It is giving less explosions.
You should get some metal musel the house down boozle.
Only if they sponsor. Until then, we are exploding.
Well, speaking of exploding,
I refuse to give them promo, and in turn, I will be shitting irregularly. Metamucil, hit us up. And until then, kapow.
What about Activia? I mean, Jamie Lee hasn't done a commercial in a while. They must need someone new.
Have you ever seen me and Jamie Lee Curtis doing an Activia commercial in the same room?
I would watch that.
What, me watching an Activia commercial? No, I'm saying we're the same.
I would watch that. Are you?
Would you?
You booked a gig with Jamie Lee Curtis?
Honestly, I would believe you if you told me that. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Remember that time you filmed a
Was she at the VR shoot that
no,
I did?
She was in August the first year. And then
she was the grand finale.
And then
sponsored by Snacktivia.
And then she was in the cauldron of the book reveal video. It was actually her who lifted the book up out of the smoke. That was Jamie Lee.
You lift me up.
She had us call her JL.
She had a what?
She had us call her JL.
Oh.
JLC.
JLC? Oh my God. Jamie Lee Curtis and Jesus Christ have the same initials. Thoughts?
Jesus Lee Christ?
What's Jesus's? I don't think Jesus had a middle name.
Julie Chen Moonves?
Julie Chen, Jesus Christ, Jamie Curtis.
Jessica who Chastain. Else?
Oh my God, it's the JC meetup.
Uh-huh.
Are you going? Jory.
Juicy Couture.
Cool. Juicy Couture! Sponsored by Juicy Couture! Mm-hmm. She fucking better.
And Judy Clue.
Who's that? The guy. Maybe he's a dad often in movies, and perhaps he was a band director for a drumming boy. Maybe he's bald.
Yeah, he's got an Oscar.
Yeah, I feel like his initials are JC.
Mm. What's his name? Should I Google it?
Simmons. J. Simmons.
But that's
not a C.
That sounds right. J. K. Simmons.
J. K. Rowling.
No, J. K.
J. K. is almost J. K. Rowling is almost J. C. J. C. The C's and K's often are doing similar things. They get up to the same kind of gig.
Oh, don't I know it for sure.
A lot of letters be doing similar things. We need to really... When was the last time we edited down the alphabet? We could really get rid of a few letters, I think. We're wasting time with letters.
Speaking of letters.
No, I'm not done.
You'll never believe all the letters in our psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
I'm not done. No. I would like to.
Okay, let's cut three letters each.
Okay.
You first.
O and K. I picked two. I don't need O and I, well, I really, I do need O and K. They're both in my last name.
Yeah.
Ooh, shit. Okay. Well, I mean, S's and C's be doing the same. Okay. So, PH is giving me
F vibes.
F vibes.
So you could just ditch.
GH, we don't need to be doing.
Sure.
That's F vibes.
Sure.
Everything's giving me F vibes.
You know what?
So that's.
I'm ditching the letter Z. It's got to be the most underutilized letter.
Over X?
Yeah, X and Z can both go.
Okay, go.
Bye X, bye Z. And then
I like J.
No, I was going to say
J is a sensation you don't get elsewhere.
You could get it with a G, hon. You could literally get it with a G.
See, so many of the girls are copying each other. J and G, one of you gotta go. I'm sorry, my dearest, but you're up for elimination. Show me what
I'm
you can do.
I'm only holding one photo in my hand.
I'm sorry, but show me what you can do that the other cannot.
If it's the
once one
J.
of you can stand your step your jussy up. Who can do it? Who can do it?
When's the last time you stepped your jussy up?
Often. I did it this morning and ooh, we were really gonna use some Metamucil.
Wow.
But unfortunately, mm-hmm. our sponsor for today's episode is
not
Metajuicil.
No.
It's yeah. L is really unique in that way. L is kind of giving me what other girls can't.
L is serving.
And not only is L giving you something unique, but honestly, two L's gives you a completely other letter. We could get rid of Y.
I mean, that literally in Spanish, they have two L's, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah.
When is Y helpful? We could even use an IE anytime we need a Y.
You have two Y's in your name.
Where? 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 Where?
I mean, I could get rid of the Y in my name.
And- oh, I do. I forgot about my last name. You know what? I'm ready to move on from Oakley. It's really giving me
nothing.
Well,
hon, get married then. Take a new one. Change your name. My favorite thing when I worked at the bank was when people would come in and be all, I changed my name. And it wasn't because if it was a marriage. It was just because they were fucking around and they wanted a new name.
Fucking around?
Yeah.
Spiritually, sexually?
No, this one guy had changed his last name to Make Peace. All one word.
Oh, girl, you know that's like my old boss yeah. whose last name was Sissy Fag.
I'm aware. Was that legal? Did you see the updated birth certificate?
Legal. And I don't want to talk about it. It's not a safe
space. If you had to make your last name Sissy Fag, what would you make your middle name?
The
Tyler the Sissy Fag.
I love the intonation and the implication of the word the compared to the.
Oh wow,
the it is giving you grand. It is giving you a momentous occasion. It is giving you some type of announcement.
It vibe. Is just giving.
It is giving the e the double why... e in the is.
That's why people just say the. That's why people from Ohio State are always the Ohio State.
Who said that?
Everyone from Ohio State. I get that you're a sissy fag and you don't understand, but trust me.
I'm sorry. Are they Big Ten?
Yes.
How many schools are in the Big Ten?
14.
14 schools are in the Big Ten?
Yes, I believe.
Make it make sense.
Well. It should be the Big 14. The Big 14.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I don't sign many petitions. In fact, I say, "No, thank you, I'm good."
Really?
When I'm walking by somebody. Because I often feel like, you know what?
They could be collecting your signature for anything.
I'm not reading all the fine print when I'm in the parking lot.
I did.
What am I signing? Am I signing a lease? I sure hope not. Elise, get out of here. Hey, have you ever known somebody named Elise?
Yes.
Me too.
And?
It's a pass.
Did you
for
ever
me.
Meet a drag queen named Lisa Prius?
No, but I do love it.
I found a Sia in a Kia.
Sia in a Kia? Sia. Like S-I-A?
Yes.
And then last name in a Kia?
Yes.
And she's a drag sister with
Carrie Ann Anuba.
No. What is Carrie Ann Anuba? What is Anuba?
That's Carrie. That's somebody's real name, I believe.
No. Yeah. Did she go here? Is she a cycle baby? Carrie Ann.
I think she was like a presenter on E! News.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I
no.
found
you're,
it. Carrie Ann. And
you're
Carrie
you're
Ann,
thinking.
She was a choreographer for her work on Dancing with the Stars. I'm probably not saying her last name right.
Carrie Ann Anuba?
It's I-N-A-B-A.
I-N-A-B-A.
Oh, apparently I-N-A-B-A. She was on The Talk.
Girl, who hasn't been? I've been.
True. You were delivering the hot topics.
Well, Julie. Everyone's talking about. You know what?
Car crashes.
Everyone's talking about Carrie Ann Anuba. This week, everyone's talking about Carrie Ann Anuba.
And then she's like, "Me?"
Carrie Ann comes out. "Hey, Carrie Ann. You know what? We haven't had a guest on Psychobabble in a long time. Should we get Carrie Ann Anuba?"
If only you knew the emails that I got from people who wanted to be on our show.
I don't.
And I think I can tell from your email that you've never even listened to an episode.
Let's get them on.
You think we're going to do 30 whole minutes dedicated to your book?
I absolutely think we could. Imagine this was the intro for whoever asked
to be on
an episode.
Please welcome to the stage Carrie Ann Anuba.
Carrie Ann, welcome in. Welcome in. Thank you so much for joining us. Carrie Ann, what letters would you eliminate?
Wait, should we book somebody and then also not ask them at all about their book and just ask them questions like that? Is that essentially Grace's show?
Is
this not too deep?
When it's right, it's right. And when it's wrong, it's wrong.
Listen, if you ever need a sick day, I'll book someone in your place. When I go on Survivor and I'm gone for 6 weeks, you'll have to book 6 special guests. And
is this your announcement?
Which letters of the alphabet would you have guessed in my space?
Everybody with the initials KK.
Oh, wow. Okay, Kyle Krieger.
Kaylee Kiyoko.
She doesn't spell it with a KK.
Who can never be sure? She lives in the ether. She doesn't use the alphabet.
Could you book all KKs?
Certain famous Kelly Clarkson people.
KK initials. Let's see.
Kirstie Kelly.
What celebrities have Kim Kardashian? Oh,
Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, fuck.
The whole Duggar family, to be honest, if I remember correctly. I think we've got a lineup.
I clicked on this article and it says someone whose initials are KK. And then I scrolled and it says Kim Kardashian. And then it says Charlie Sheen, Lindsay Lohan, Snooki.
They're not wrong. They're not wrong.
Donald Trump, Brett Ratner.
You know what?
What?
I believe it. I believe the source. Where did you find it on the internet? Because most things are true.
Now, this is an actual one. Keira Knightley.
Yeah, but that's really an N. You guys know how letters work in this house. Carly Kloss, yes. And I could ask her, you know about, in what ways will you be, you know, she loves technology, Carly Kloss.
Does she?
So yes, she's always programming and she's always like girls.
Code.
She's teaching young girls how to code. Yes, girls code. And so I could be like, in what ways would you code a keyboard to have the which letters less than what that has now, Carly Kloss? riddle me this, Carly Kloss.
My problems with this list that I found is it has a lot of KK names, but it's not in alphabetical order. And I really don't know who any of these people are other than Keira Knightley and Kim Kardashian.
Well, we only need the first one, and then it gives us a week to find
Kevin
the next
Klein.
One. Kevin Spiggs.
No. What about
KK Slider? KK Slider.
Yes.
Oh my God, a musical guest.
Oh my God. We haven't had a musical guest since
Connor Franta?
Yes.
I think.
Oh, la la la. Is that how Connor sings?
If I remember correctly, yeah.
Correctly. Remember when mine and Connor's ship name was Corner?
You better get back in the corner.
But nobody shipped us, though.
Well, you know, some ships have sailed.
Yes.
And some ships are at the harbor.
And some ships are friendships, and friendships are the best ships.
I prefer chips. Kind of.
Friendships, not friend chips. Should we invent
favorite
friend chips?
Favorite chip, go.
A regular Lay's potato chip.
Couldn't hate decision more.
I mean, that's probably.
I actually think that could be the bottom tier of all
chip. What about a Ruffle?
Your fingers are greasy.
Yeah, have you ever slid your Lay's potato chip fingers in someone's butthole afterward? Right in and out. Who needs lube? Astroglide who? Get some Lay's, baby, and you'll get laid, honey. Slip and dip with that chip, okay? He'll be making French onion dip on your chest in no time. What about a Pringle? Have you ever taken barbecue Pringles in a French onion dip? If you haven't had that, have it.
You know what? Snacky boys make do with a Pringle can. Snacky boys make do.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say snack, crackle, and pop.
Oh, well, if you play your cards right.
Listen, I think, okay, chips. I love the Dorito.
You know what?
You know I love.
I am ready. Let's make a DIY fleshlight with a
Pringle can.
Yes, ma'am, Pam.
Okay.
I find that it's the right zhuzh. It's the right, you know, energy. Yeah. It's the right size gripping wise. It's
sure.
Like, you know, it could really make it work for everybody.
Yeah. Clean it out. Rinse it out. It seems to have.
Get
all the crumbs out of the bottom from the crushed ones.
Or keep them. I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, when I try to write down what the episode is about as we're recording it, so that I can do the intro.
Yeah.
All I have is KK Slider written down. I have no clue what it's been It's been 20 minutes. It's been 20 minutes, and I have no clue what we've talked about.
Not a bare naked ladies reference.
Where?
My brother had that bare naked ladies album. God.
It's bam. I think I can really do that well. No?
Oh, God. I didn't know you had it in you. Can you name
me when the dick is small?
Did you have I didn't
it in you?
Can you name what?
Please welcome to the stage.
Have it in ya.
Have it in ya?
Yeah.
Please welcome to the stage. Barely had it in ya. Barely?
No, barely's not a name. I was going to say, could you name one other Bare Naked Ladies song for 1,000 doll hairs? Can you name the Bare Naked Ladies song that you were singing for 1,000 doll hairs?
Oh.
Oh. Lance Band. Do you think the Bare Naked Ladies toured with Smash Mouth? What is that?
Oh wait, do you know? This is not what I meant to click.
Why is there a rainbow?
But really, it's giving something. It's giving.
This sounds like. That's bam.
No, that's I meant to pull up Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That sounded like that. That's
the theme music. Oh. I meant to go with the deliberation music.
Oh, yeah,
you know, when
yeah,
they're
yeah,
thinking
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's like.
And it's all. It's all. I don't know. It could be A or C. My thought was, because you know how on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, did you watch that growing up?
Here we go.
Did you? Did you watch it?
I don't. Now, what was the question?
Can you name one other Bare Naked Ladies song other than the one you were singing? And then I changed it to, can you name the one you are singing?
Do I at least get four options?
No. You sure don't.
Oh, I was thinking Hootie, and I still don't know the title of that song.
I love Hootie. You know I'm a Hootie stan.
I'm going to go with 1 week, final answer.
Ding, ding, ding. You have advanced to the 400 doll hair round.
Wow. All I had to do was think of the next two words.
Yeah, literally.
It's been
1 week.
Hey. There it is.
Yeah, great.
That feels like a $100 question, Bob.
Yeah, probably was. And it was Regis.
Well, you know, it was a franchise.
Yeah. What was it? Regis is for a long time.
They were giving that out to every country, I'm sure. So certainly one country had a host named Bob.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
I have a touchy question.
Yes, I have a touchy question. No touchy.
Regis is no longer with us, right?
Yeah, he's gone.
I couldn't remember. I thought he could be alive.
A few people are dead. I could list them.
Name five dead people in 10 seconds. go.
Okay. Regis Philbin. Larry King.
Larry King's dead? Oh, yeah, I knew that.
You are gay. That's my Larry King impression. I remember when he said
Thank
that
you
to
so
me.
Much.
You are gay.
Are you, can you name three other deads?
Sonny of Sonny and Cher.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma and my grandpa.
No, I said celebrities.
Ooh.
I think.
You didn't. Yeah, it's Ben.
We were so ready to do an advice episode, and now we only have 4 minutes left, so we might as well not eat it even.
Well, what advice would you give to the people at home who are still listening?
I would say, people at home, thank you for listening. You should just send this episode to a friend of yours who doesn't listen, and you should say, listen to this, but give them no context and be all, you should really listen to this. It's got some good advice in this episode that I think you should take to heart and take to home. And
okay,
it's a really good, this, it could really change your life.
This is
it's the next the
advice
next
episode.
Brené Brown.
Brené Crown?
This is the next. This is Oprah's soul. What was it? Save Your Soul Here Sunday?
This is going to be our pyramid scheme, okay? So here's the deal.
Yeah.
This, we are titling this the, T-H-E-E, ultimate
but you know,
advice.
Okay, wait. But you know, episode. But you know, if you just say the word the in front of a word that starts with a vowel, that you're just supposed to say the. You don't have to spell it T-H-E-E. So if you just spell the ultimate advice episode, they should really be reading it as the ultimate advice episode. God's advice. Words of wisdom. We are the chicken noodle soup for the podcast soul.
Oh, God. Sure. I mean, maybe-ish. But here's what we need. Here is what... This is the psychobabble renaissance.
We are the okay. Pringles can for your dick.
No.
But maybe.
Sometimes. Here's the game plan. Every cycle baby has to send this to one person.
Oh, yes.
And say, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This changed
the advice
my
they
life.
Gave... Yes, the advice they gave in this episode changed my life.
Maybe,
I feel like this would be...
You can say changed my life, changed my perspective, changed my understanding of self, and also
because
of
we were
others.
Really gonna... We were... check the text, pull up the receipts. We were about to do an advice episode. So I kind of feel like in a way we did.
I had a question ready from someone who was stuck on
I don't care. I don't care. I didn't ask. They can shut the fuck up. If you'd like to submit your questions for the next advice episode, we might not even get to it.
It might turn into one of these.
It's been... It has been a while since we did an advice.
No, so. We literally did one like 4 weeks ago.
We've been doing the podcast for 6 years. You think I remember what we did last week?
320 some episodes.
Right. So this is why we got to do the cycle babble renaissance. So everyone's get out your phones.
Get out
and link a friend to this.
Maybe send it to an enemy. Maybe send it to...
And say, you know what? Oh, we tried this once before.
Is it when we had to call our number neighbors?
No, but oh my God. My number neighbor never texted me back.
Bitch, I didn't ever. I'm going to try it again.
No, this is... Remember when we had everyone tweet an episode at a celebrity and be like, oh my God, when they mentioned you in Psychobabble.
The only and ones then I the, think fell for that was Scott and Mitch.
Okay, well, we're doing it again. This is the ultimate episode of Send It to a Friend and Say This Advice Was Great. You might find it helpful. / Send It to a Celebrity and Say, Oh my God, I cannot believe what they said about you in this episode. And bitch, this is going to be our most listened to episode because the Psychobabble Street team is at it again.
Yeah, it's a grassroots movement.
It's a grassroots movement, and I sure hope you participate. Well, Corey, where can people find
you? Rock the vote, you know?
I've been saying it. I have been saying that. Once somebody was like, what have you been up to? And what have you been saying?
I said, rock the vote.
I said, you know, we got to rock the vote.
Yeah. I mean,
it is a grassroots.
I got to send back in my California ballot today.
Me too.
Wow.
Rock the vote, baby. Vote no on the recall.
People can find me at the grocery store in the chip aisle by the regular Lay's, looking at fellas being all, you want some of these greasy fingers? Where can people find you? Huh? They can find you at the Bare Naked Ladies concert.
Yeah, I am. Now, sure. I don't know many lines, but I do know one line. And you know, when it is time, I will be screaming front row at the Bare Naked Ladies concert.
Do you think they open the show with 1 week or encore with 1 week?
I think it's kind of like they open with a like a soft remix.
Should we start an all-female Bare Naked Ladies cover band called the Bare Naked Fellas? I mean, gender equality first.
it's equality. Do you know the gif that I'm doing?
No, sure don't.
It's Ariana Grande saying it's equality.
Oh, cool. Well, where can people find you?
I already said.
Oh, where? Just sitting there listening to Regis. I don't know if we have the right. They're gonna have to they're gonna have to play a piccolo over that in the background.
You know what? Anytime you hear that sound effect, it's not what you think it is. It's just that's what my hidden talent.
It's an original.
It's an original. Those are the moanings and the groanings of my innards.
I think my favorite part of this episode is gonna
be Metamucil.
I think my favorite. Yeah, write that down. Something we talked about. My favorite part of this episode is gonna be when we finish recording and you text me and say, "Hey, what do we talk about?" And I'm just gonna reply, "You're on your own, kid."
I've got KK Slider, Bare Naked Ladies, and Metamucil. So is that what we talked about?
It sounds like you literally sounds like you have a chopped basket. And bitch, it's the dessert round, so you got to figure it out.
All right, designers. Okay, we're leaving. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
See you on the Discord.